Hey everyone, welcome to my podcast. I have interviewed the chief of the fire station and he's going to talk about what he does and what it's like.
What is the longest you've had to go to fight a fire in Beverly?
How long?
Yeah, how long, how far have you had to go from Beverly for a fire?
To fight a fire, 2J.
The 2J?
Yeah. We've been as far as for car fires and car crashes and things, like Brookton Highway, probably 75 kilometres that way.
Mm. It's been one of the biggest fires you've had to fight.
Hay shed at York. Big. Gilmack Hay, it was a big, massive shed full of hay and it was on fire. And we weren't really fighting that fire, we were protecting the exposures, which is stopping the heat from that fire, heating the wall up of the shed on the other side of the laneway with hay inside. Mm-hmm. Otherwise you get conduction that will cause, tin gets hot tin hits that and then it starts on fire. So it was more protecting asset protection than actually putting it out, but yeah, it was pretty big, pretty hot.
Mm. How old do you have to be to be a firefighter?
You can start as a junior. I think it's 13 or something. You become an active at 17. Yes, once you become that age, you can. As a junior, you just help out and you learn all about it and then you get confidence and everything and how to be a team member and how we all work. And yeah, when you're old enough, 17, then you become what we call active, which means you can go proper training and then start going out to incidents in the fire truck.
What is the longest you've had to fight a fire for?
The longest? I'm trying to think now. I fought lots of fires.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to fight. It wasn't a fire. It was a truck, fuel truck that crashed into a train. So it was classed as a hazchem, which we do hazardous materials, which was fuel. And that was 21 hours from start to finish. Yeah, that's what we call an incident. You know, not everything we do is a fire, you know what I'm saying? It's a fire and rescue. So we don't just always fight fires, we can do other stuff.
Do you train? And if you do, how long do you do it and how many times a week?
Well, originally when I started, which was in 1996, I've been in it for 25 years this year as a volunteer fire and rescue service. And what we used to do, the training was 2 days on a weekend. So you'd finish your work at 5 o'clock or whatever on the Friday, then have to travel to Perth to the training academy, train there all weekend and then get home and start work on Monday, just voluntarily, just to protect the community. But we do training every month or sometimes weekly. Anyway.
How many fire trucks are in Beverly?
In the town site, we have, well, we are a co-located brigade, which means we have a bushfire truck in our building, in our engine room. Then we have our fire and rescue pumper, the big red one that does house fires. Then we have, and car crash stuff and everything. And we have the little red light tanker, which goes to grass fire. So in the town site, we have two fire and rescue service appliances. Only one of those is any good for grass fires. And a bushfire fighting appliance for bush, to protect the bush.
How old is the fire station in Beverly?
The fire station we have now, the original fire brigade in Beverly started in 1908. So that was 100 years in 2008. It was our 100-year anniversary. And this is the third fire station, so that was built in 2006. So, yeah, that would be 98, it would have to be. Yeah, years old.
Is that old?
Hey, everyone. Welcome to my podcast. I have interviewed the chief of the fire station, and he's going to talk about what he does and what it's like. Thanks for listening to my podcast, and I hope you guys have a very good day.